平成26年度開成高等学校入学試験英語の聞き取り問題を始めます。パート A、 設問の英文を目読しなさい。
At an airport.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Due to the heavy snowfall, we have changed the departure times for the following flights. The 8:45 flight to London will now leave at 9:20. The 9 o'clock flight to New York will depart at 9:45. The flight to Los Angeles will leave at 10:10.instead of a 9:45. Lastly, the noon flight to Vancouver will leave 30 minutes late. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
At an airport.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.Due to the heavy snowfall, we have changed the departure times for the following flights. The 8:45 flight to London will now leave at 9:20. The 9 o'clock flight to New York will depart at 9:45. The flight to Los Angeles will leave at 10:10 instead of a 9:45. Lastly, the noon flight to Vancouver will leave 30 minutes late. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
パート B、 設問の英文を目読しなさい。
John, do you want to do some puzzles?
Sure, Tom.
Okay. Don't say your answers. Just write them, and we'll check them all when we finish.
Okay. I have a pencil.
Here is the first puzzle. This is a person who is the leader on a ship.
All right. How about the second one?
This is a sport you do in the sea.
Or a pool?
That's right.The third one is a place. People prepare food in this room.
That's easy. What is the fourth puzzle?
This is the opposite of always.
Does it start with an N?
Exactly. Here is the fifth and last puzzle. This is something most old people use when they read.
Are they on your face?
You got it.
繰り返します。
John, do you want to do some puzzles?
Sure, Tom.
Okay. Don't say your answers. Just write them, and we'll check them all when we finish.
Okay, I have a pencil.
Here is the first puzzle. This is a person who is the leader on a ship.
All right, how about the second one?
This is a sport you do in the sea.
Or a pool?
That's right. The third one is a place. People prepare food in this room.
That's easy. What is the fourth puzzle?
This is the opposite of always.
Does it start with an N?
Exactly. Here is the fifth and last puzzle. This is something most old people use when they read.
Are they on your face?
You got it.
パート C、 設問の英文を目読しなさい。
Question 1. Suppose you got a phone call from an English-speaking person and you don't know the spelling of his or her name. If you were to ask them the spelling, what would you say? Write a sentence using 6 to 8 words. Suppose you got a phone call from an English-speaking person and you don't know the spelling of his or her name. If you were to ask them the spelling, what would you say? Write a sentence using 6 to 8 words. Question 2. Suppose you get lost in a town while you are trying to find your way to the station, and then you see a man coming your way. If you were to ask him the way to the station in a polite way, what would you say? Write a sentence using 9 or 10 words. Suppose you get lost in a town while you are trying to find your way to the station, and then you see a man coming your way. If you were to ask him the way to the station in a polite way, what would you say? Write a sentence using 9 or 10 words. Question 3. Suppose someone asks you, "Aren't you hungry?" And you are indeed hungry. How would you answer the question? Write a sentence using 3 words and pay attention to the comma after the first blank. Suppose someone asks you, "Aren't you hungry?" And you are indeed hungry. How would you answer the question? Write a sentence using 3 words and pay attention to the comma after the first blank.
これで英語聞き取り問題を終わります。